Psalm 32, Preface. The highest, best, most necessary, and most useful science is the knowledge, how to become rid of sin, and how to obtain the grace of God unto the salvation of the soul. Though a man should possess all knowledge, though he could number the stars and comprehend the firmament, and though he could explain all the secrets and the powers of nature, yet this vast knowledge would be of temporary and subordinate value only. Yea, it would be a vain thing without the knowledge how to be made free of sin and to obtain righteousness before God. For we are all sinners, and sin subjects man to God's temporal and eternal wrath. Therefore, there is not a more grievous and harmful thing between heaven and earth than sin, nor a more dreadful thing than the wrath of God. Even so, there is nothing more precious and beneficial than the forgiveness of sin and possessing the grace of God. Possessing God's grace, nothing can harm us Christians, though all men on earth and all devils in the lowest pit of hell combine against us, because God is for us, and He is mightier than they and rules over them all. An elegant testimony for this is contained in the 32nd Psalm. Of Justification. A Psalm of David, Maskil. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Summary. This is a most excellent psalm of instruction, Maskil, teaching us what sin is and how we become rid of it and obtain righteousness before God. Reason, darkened by the fall, does not truly know what sin is and thinks it might be atoned for by man's own works, as though sin was a light thing, only something external. But here we behold that even the most advanced of saints are yet sinners, and they cannot be justified and saved in any other way than through the forgiveness of sin, by being counted righteous of God without their own worthiness and works. Our righteousness consists in the forgiveness of sins, the covering over, the not imputing of sin. Here are the words clear and strong, that all saints are yet sinners, and remain sinners as long as they live on earth. They are saints only for this reason, because God, from pure grace, for Christ's sake, does no more regard or account their sins, but has forgiven and forgotten them. The difference between believers and unbelievers is not this, that the latter are sinners and the former not. The Christians also come short every day. But the difference is this: the sins of the believers are covered and are no more counted, The sins of the unbelievers are not covered and are yet recorded against them. Both are really wounded, but the Christian's bruises are bandaged. The sores of the unbeliever are undressed. My soul, take thou cover under Christ's robe. Prayer. O God, our Heavenly Father, with whom is grace and plenteous forgiveness, be merciful unto us who were born in sins and cannot but sin and come short every day. Forgive us our manifold sins and account them to us no more, but make us thine heirs through Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son, who was delivered into death for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Amen.